This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
710 WOR. Real life. Real people. Real talk radio.
You're listening to The Travel Show. This is Pauline Frommer. I'm joined today by Carolyn Spencer-Brown of Cruise Critic. And as always, we are taking your questions, so please do call in. Wesley, you're live on The Travel Show.
Oh, ladies, I'm thoroughly enjoying the show today. I'm glad you're talking about cruising. I have a question about cold weather. I call it cold weather, Northern Atlantic cruising. I've traveled in many, many, many places. I love the idea of being on the ship. My wife doesn't like it so much because she throws up a lot.
Oh.
But we like to do the foot travel once the ship docks. We went to Italy. You were right about the area around the Vatican. There's not much to see there.
Right.
There's the Cathedral of Don Geronimo, which is near the Vatican. We've been to the island of Farfalotis off of Greece, which is very nice. You were just talking about mud. in the island, it's a very small island off of Crete.
And a very muddy one, you're
it's
saying?
It's very muddy. They have the famous blowhole of Farfalotis, where it has a mud ring that you got to be careful not to fall into, but it blows mud constantly.
My goodness. Either that's good for your vacation, or it spells a lot of laundry that you have to do.
He cracked himself up.
He made himself
so what is your question, Wesley? Wesley, do you have a question for us?
That's the first time in 30 years I've laughed during a phone call on the radio. Yeah, where can I cruise? Because I want to go where Grandma Spiewak was from. She's from Iceland, and when I was a boy, she used to sing melodies to me to put me to sleep that sounded something like...
Okay, well, Carolyn, you know what? We're going to put you on hold for a second, Wesley, and we're going to come back after this break, and Carolyn is going to attempt very seriously to try and answer your question.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the moondoos.
When I was a
everybody.
Little guy, everybody...
It's like asking me to choose between Sarah Jessica Parker and Kirsten Dunst in a hot body weird face contest. It can't be done.
I can't pee in public bathrooms.
Dumbass. Be warned. This is extremely graphic. So if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
My, oh my.
You have hair in your special place.
I don't know.
Bleepin', bleepin', bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah.
Which cheese do you prefer?
Oh, yes, it is.
That's so gay.
Uh-oh, dongo!
Uh-oh.
Hi, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Everybody.
Hi, everybody. Well, this is it. Don and Mike Show. Hi, little brains.
Wow.
We're little brains just like you. This is the Don and Mike Show. It's Monday. Just heard the phone number a moment ago. 877-365-3636. This would be a good one today.
I like that song to start out with. It puts a good taste in everybody's mouth.
Oh. Not that everyone's not a good one. Every show's not a good one. I'll tell you one person this song doesn't put a good taste in the mouth of.
Ooh.
Tina Turner. She's the one that got smacked in the... this is Ike and Tina Turner.
This is when Ike was managing her career.
Tastes like copper to her.
And Ike didn't play that way. Ike was giving her what fur?
Ike Spiewak.
Ike Spiewak.
Noted abuser.
Yeah, we got a lot of tape from Mike singing the national anthem.
Good.
At the Mets-Nats game on Saturday night here in D.C. Then we got, oh my gosh, I did so much socializing with so many people from the show.
Yes.
And there were public fights. There were skirmishes. There was Dennis Murphy. There were ushers. There were people in the stands.
It was pandemonium all weekend.
I gotta have Robert the Mailman in my house. I'm so stupid that I bet on the.
It's
Miami
not over
Heat.
Yet, right?
Oh no, it's done.
It's over.
It's so done. Yeah,
I mean, but they could come back.
They can only come back if you have a machine that turns back time.
Oh, really? So they've lost. They lost yesterday too.
Yeah.
So they lost four in a row. They got swept.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So we've got a nice voicemail from Robert the Mailman about that.
I'm sure he's very excited.
Had the opportunity. No better fellow to watch an important ball game with than an aficionado of the game, as I had the chance yesterday to watch with Buzz Burbank.
That's right. That's right. I hope it helped your experience.
Yeah, just an awful lot of weekend. And even though I said I wouldn't, I watched the NFL draft because I love seeing that Brady. I love seeing Brady Quinn squirm.
Oh, he certainly did squirm until they got him into a back room, right, into a safe room.
Yeah, like an ant under a magnifying glass. Oh, it was just great to watch. And God damn, the Sopranos, I'm sorry. I like the part where the boy goes to the bathroom in the shower.
Right.
But beyond that. Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah, it was another one of those dead episodes. Hey, they've only got what, seven left?
Five.
Five now.
Five left.
And it sucks.
Yeah. It was one of those things.
Where's the mafia stuff?
The show was over at 9:45, too.
Yeah.
They used to do that back in the day all the time.
Another short one.
They'd run an episode with like 5 minutes of previously on The Sopranos.
Right.
Then the new episode would be over like at 9:40.
Right. It was highly disappointing. They've set up so many different storylines, and they didn't deliver on any of them. I don't get that show sometimes. I really don't.
Well, obviously, we've got a lot of stuff to talk to. We've got a lot of tapes to play, a lot of people to meet, a lot of phone calls to take.
Very good.
But I think we should start with Michael Sean Patrick O'Meara.
Oh, yeah.
Singing, if there was any flaw at all, and this is not a flaw on my part, I clocked you. And I said to Janet when you got done, that is perhaps the most economical use of time I had ever heard during a national anthem. I clocked you at 1:27.
Was aware of it. Was aware of it. When I go to a sporting event, I cannot stand hearing the I don't care how good the singer is. I cannot stand hearing a national anthem that goes too long.
Right. Too many pauses.
Because really, it's got to be.
Kudos to you, my lady.
You know, it's got to be at a certain tempo, and that's the way it's supposed to be sung.
Great job.
And you get in and you get out. It's not about you. It's about the anthem itself, and it's about getting on with the ball game. That's what people want to see.
Right. So we'll play the tape of Mike here.
The only thing I paused on, and I thought about this, I think when I was doing my little minor league stint last year, I jumped right in as soon as they, and I said, you know what? Because I've seen them the way they do it on TV, I'll just give the little bitty beat before I start. And it's not to acknowledge the crowd. It's to just sit there and give the beat like everybody else does. Right. And then, bam, then you dive right into it.
Perfect.
There's no Charlie, incidentally, at the end of it.
Because I was too nervous.
They're all terribly let down.
I know, and I felt completely depressed about that I didn't throw the what I was gonna. I don't think we even said it on the air what I was gonna do at
I
the end of the
anthem.
Did we mention
just a little?
Did we mention it?
Just a little. Ha-ha.
I was gonna give a Charlie laugh at the end, and I completely forgot because I was nervous,
I still was nervous. You did good. You brought it in under time under
that's
spec.
Good. Thank you for that compliment.
No.
I appreciate the fact that I was thinking about that. I said don't drag it out because especially a lot of people will sing it at that pace and then wait till the end. And like linger on free.
You didn't lollygag.
No.
And before we play the tape of Mike and what really is a very nice rendition of the national anthem, think about the added pressure that was put on this boy right here. I'm staring at him right now, pointing at him. This boy right here in his ruffled shirt and his short pants and his hard shoes.
With the buckles on him.
Little Mike O'Meara.
That's right.
He's there to sing the national anthem. Keep in mind that Mike was invited by the Washington Nationals.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we show up at the stadium, and the first thing that Mike says to me when I get there is, hey, we've got some problems. I say, well, what's the problem?
So you want me to tell you what happened to me before you got there, or?
Well, actually, I think John got there first, right?
John, I don't know. I met this guy.
John was in the general manager's office.
John was there, I guess, first. I met a guy named Tom Davis. Couldn't have been nicer. Guy from the Nationals.
Right.
He's going to meet me. We get there probably at 5:45. We're in the little that place where they had the food.
The Jack Diamond Club.
Because we got free food, and they were nice to give us that. And he says, I'll come back and pick you up in about 45 minutes at 6:30, take you down to go down to the field. Said, do you want your girlfriend and your two daughters to come down? I said, yeah, everybody'd love to go on the field. Said, I'll pick all you guys up in 45 minutes, and it'll come back. And before he leaves, he says to me, where are you from? I said, what do you mean? He said, for the introduction. I said, I thought we settled on that. I said, it's going to be, the show and nationally syndicated show and Mike O'Mara nationally done a Mike show. And he says, contractually, we can't do that. And so I said, so it's going to be Mike from Manassas.
Yeah. The problem is this, that the station that owns the rights to broadcast the Nationals, right. Bonneville, those freaking Mormons, the Jim Fartley company,
yeah.
The news station company,
they got it in for us.
When John got to the stadium, I got a text from John as soon as I walked in that said, Don, .. I wrote it down. Legal issues and the insecurities of Bonneville. They will not allow the words The Don and Mike Show to be said inside the stadium.
Right.
Wow.
For the broadcast.
So John sent me a text that when he arrived at the stadium in the general manager's office, there were lawyers from Bonneville Broadcasting, wasting valuable time, very concerned that the announcer would say, now from the nationally syndicated Don and Mike Show, here's Mike O'Mara. That's how uptight Bonneville Broadcasting is about this.
You know, but so Bonneville's so uptight that they're going to ignore the fact that I'm the person who's doing it.
They had no problem. They had no problem saying Mike O'Mara. They didn't want to say The Don and Mike Show.
On their air.
But the whole reason I was kind of there was because of The Don and Mike Show.
John, has that been explained sufficiently, or are there more details?
No, that's about it. Yes, thank you.
He's back to it.
There's your punctuation.
He's back to it.
Johnny!
So anyway.
Yeah, they were having a bit of a powwow about this, huh?
Oh, when we walked in, there was the president of the Stan Kasten, who we spoke to on Friday, his legal team from the Nationals, the broadcast team from the Nationals, the people from TOP and their lawyers all in the conference room discussing this.
Big meeting before
that's
the
really
game.
Important before the important baseball game.
That's right.
And I'm sure the guy from the baseball team, the president of the baseball team we had on the air, Stan, I'm sure he appreciated an hour before a freaking game being called in to referee an argument about whether they can say The Don and Mike Show or
hey,
not.
Hey, I'm curious. Do they ever put people singing the national anthem on the television before a Nationals game?
I do not know.
Mike, I don't think they
Because I'm curious. I don't want to know if I don't want to sound too paranoid.
No, no, no.
Because
I
T-voted it and it wasn't on. So
generally speaking, and no offense.
Right.
Would you watch that?
No.
I mean, if it was a national game,
yeah. No. I mean, it's, but see, for Nesson games, I watch a lot of Red Sox games. They sometimes do it. They sometimes don't. It's kind of a hit and miss thing, you know, even if you get, like, the local kids are doing it.
Oh, you know, I don't
like
know
that.
This, so maybe
so I'm not
point
sure
there.
Whether there was a big conspiracy. Oh, well, yeah. Obviously, it was some kind of big deal.
And again, it's...
Whether they mention our show before...
It's Bonneville.
It's dumb.
Hey, Jim Farley, what's your problem, dude?
I mean, screw those guys.
So anyway, Mike came up to me and said, hey, my God, they're really dicking us around. There's lawyers up there. I said, yeah, you know, John texted me, and, you know, Mike said, gee whiz, what should I do? You know.
I said, I'll pull the plug on this thing if you said to me it was too late to do
you
that.
You can't do that, Johnny All-American. You got to sing the goddamn song.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we just tell the truth today on the radio.
Yeah, this is our chance to it's amazing how petty sports has become.
Really, I'd say to the people at Bonneville Broadcasting, what's the problem if you're not even, is the problem that because you broadcast the game, you have to broadcast the national anthem. Therefore, you have to sin upon sins, say, The Don and Mike Show?
Yes.
You know,
like you don't think the people in Washington, D.C. are going to know anyway when you say nationally syndicated radio personality Mike O'Mara? They're not going to know it's our show, you dumbasses? No.
You've been in this town longer than I have. I mean,
incredibly insecure, coming from the king of insecurity. Jesus Christ!
We have both been in this town for years. We have both done various functions in various venues at various events that had probably radio rights owned by somebody else. This is the first time I can remember where it was done like this. Now, I understand completely. You're not going to bring a radio promotion in here, hang up banners, and do a broadcast because you have the broadcast rights.
Right.
But if I, you know, when we have the president of the team on, and then the following day, I'm going in there to, representing our show and doing this, that's a fact. You don't ignore that, but they flex their muscle.
T.O.P.
They really, I mean, just how paranoid can you get?
Really?
And, you know, really.
And keep in mind, If it was just like if they said, hey, they called and they're uptight about it, I think that we probably would not even have mentioned it on the air. But the fact that they had lawyers there, Bonneville had lawyers there, the radio station's lawyers were there,
right,
talking to the Nationals lawyers. What a colossal waste of time.
Funny. Yeah, over this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stupid. So, and you know, but seriously, it's stupid. But let me tell you the way I felt personally about it. I knew that all of you
proud
guys
to be an American.
I knew all of you guys were coming, and you know, with supreme respect to everybody in that organization, it's a Saturday night. You're coming down here. We're watching a game, but you're coming down because it was to support one of the guys on the radio show.
Right.
And I felt bad that everybody that was associated with our show, you're not going to even hear the show mentioned, you know, over the PA when I'm doing this. It did not make any sense. It seemed to me to be a very partisan and very petty move on their place.
Yeah,
now we're the kings of partisan and petty, but you know, in the right forum, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyways, sit on it, Bonneville.
And if, you know, and if they felt that way, they shouldn't have asked me in the first place.
Right.
I mean, but I guess that this was a last minute deal.
Well,
I was told by the guy Tom that talked to me that this had come down 1 hour before I got to the stadium.
Yeah, I don't think the team saw this coming. I think this game obviously came directly from Bonneville, where they have lawyers on the eights.
Lawyers on the eighth.
So now that we've said all of that,
and I want to thank Tom Davis and the assistant to Stan Kasten for the Nationals. They were very, very nice to my family and me. I was very pleased with that.
Let's hear Mike, and then we'll get into everything that led up to this. Okay, this is the big moment right here.
Yeah,
it added a little stress to the moment though, too. And there, believe me, there was enough of that to go around.
Minute 27. Good timing, Mike.
Enjoy.
And now, playing center field for your Hartford Isotopes. All right, here's Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise as we honor our country with the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. Please welcome nationally syndicated radio host, Mike O'Mara.
See by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaked.
Right here, you really moved it.
And the rocket's red glare
fireworks
bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Mara.
That's the first
from a
time.
Radio show we don't want to say.
Mike, yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah.
That was fun.
You nailed it.
I guess it. Yeah, that's the first time I've heard it. John sent me an email, but it was too soft, so I couldn't hear it on my computer. That's the first time I've heard the rebroadcast of it.
Well
so
done.
That's very, very cool.
Brought it in on time, on specs, everything was great.
Don't you hate it when it's too soft?
It was too soft, Rob.
Much too soft.
Too soft, sure.
After all the stink about them not being able to mention your name on the Jumbotron, during the intro.
Right.
As you were singing, that guy Tom, I was standing on the field taking the pictures, he pokes me in the thing. It says, Don and Mike Show, JFK up on the jumbotron.
Ah.
Oh, so it's probably about the broadcast, then.
Right, absolutely.
But still.
It's still petty.
It's still the thing.
Yeah.
It's still the same.
It still sucks.
But how about the Nats, though? If we're I mean, they made an extra effort to get the show's name up there, even if they couldn't say it out loud.
Oh, so that's right. The Nationals did that. That's right. Absolutely.
Right.
So kudos to the Nationals. Screw you to Bonneville.
It's all back on Fartley again.
Yeah, yeah. And no, you know, no surprise there.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, this was kind of a last-minute thing that they did to try to screw with the team. And
you ever have a situation where this jockey was going to be your stadium? And did you ever have to call your lawyers an hour before the game?
Petty, petty, petty.
Did you ever notice the fact that I'm Jim Fartley? How are you? Hey, donuts in the green room. Yeah.
Well, you done good, Mike.
Yeah. Thank you, guys, and thanks to everybody for coming out from our group. I didn't get a chance to see everybody because we were two different sections.
Right.
But it was great to see you and Janet were there, and Rob with his wonderful son was out there. It was fun.
You hadn't mentioned that your daughters were actually at your side while you sang, which was really cool.
Yeah, that was a nice touch. Yeah.
Well, at the last second, I said, you know, I feel I get that Kathy Lee feeling, you know, as I do this. And the one thing Elizabeth asked me was, can we go down on the field? Mm. And then as we're standing there, I said, you know, it has nothing to do with whether I'm going to feel like I'm Kathy Lee. It has to do with what they want to do.
Right.
So I said to both of them, I said, do you girls want to stand next to me when I sing it? And it was an instantaneous yes.
So they were into it.
But I was told they looked nervous, too. So it was, but they had a blast doing it. And now, you know, as far as remembering the whole experience, because they were standing next to me when I did it, it makes it all the better. So it was fun.
My thought was if either of one of them wasn't by you, you would have fallen.
I did grab their backs. I was definitely holding on them for moral support.
Sure.
The greatest fear is forgetting the lyrics.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Here's the reason why this is tough to do. You have 29,000, 30,000 people that are quiet and staring at you. They have to be.
Right.
It's not like they're choosing to be.
Right.
They have to be. It's required. So everybody is quiet when
like
you're
right
say,
now.
So it's like right now it's the it's the undivided attention.
Right.
And then it's the fact that everybody knows those lyrics. We've all heard them hundreds of times. So if you screw them up, you're the idiot of the world. And if you screw up, you have not just screwed up a song, you've dishonored your country.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but you screw up and you get on SportsCenter.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, Stan Kasten was talking about Roseanne and Carl Lewis, who screwed up with the thing. But fortunately, you're very glad to get it over with. It is a nerve-wracking little experience, but it's something I was glad that I got a chance to do.
And by the way, the figure I think is 35,000 people. The Nats enjoyed a bit of a bump Saturday night. Probably because of this show, they had an extra. They were expecting 35,000 people showed up.
35,000. It was
very nice.
It was a lot of fun. And then as soon as Don and Rob and their gang were back about, I guess we're about eight rows back of home plate. So I got to them really quickly, and I wanted one thing and one thing only:
beer.
Bring lots
the beer. Beer.
Bring tons of beer.
Well, let's get to some of these tapes then.
All right.
I don't know. Rob just ran a tape recorder.
That's Rob walking into the stadium.
No, Charlie.
Did he honor America?
Did who honor America?
Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Is he here? You're kidding me.
I love his show.
Mike O'Mara, I see him now.
They're escorting him to the door.
You mean Flop Sweat O'Mara? He was
sweat.
Outstanding, Rob. His ass is wet, baby.
But you got my true review. You're outstanding.
Thank you.
You did have kind of the umpire Flop Sweat.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Down the crack, you mean?
Yeah.
Down my crack.
Just a little bit.
Fortunately, it was rather temperate. It was not not totally hot there.
And
to
really be looking to see it. And I was.
That's why I wore the dark suit.
710 WOR.
Let me take that tape out. I'm sorry.
His ass is not as red as mine, though. About Janet's goddamn cab ride. I'm sorry.
I don't want to start the whole Janet and the cab ride thing.
It's just brief.
Just brief.
Just brief.
Let's take some phone calls, and then we'll play these tapes.
Very good.
Then we'll talk about everything else. Because I know you're really dying to hear the reviews.
Yes.
So let's get right
to
them.
That's what I live for.
Let's get right to them. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's happening, Mike?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that brought a tear to my eye, dude, and you rock.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that. No shoe dropping here. No follow up. No, he's gone.
No, that's
he's
it,
gone like the wind.
That's all he had to say.
Positive feedback.
Ain't nothing but love, Mike.
I'm not sure I know how to deal with that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Well, I think you're in pretty safe territory. I mean, it's the national anthem and everything. You didn't F it up, so.
I didn't coys.
Yeah.
I didn't coys.
Hello, what's up?
Yes, I just want to say Mike did a great job and sounded exactly like Mike Rowe from the American Chopper narrator and The Deadliest Catch. Sounded exactly like the guy.
The who?
What's the guy?
The guy that's the announcer on American Chopper. He also hosts a bunch of shows on Discovery Channel.
Very nice.
Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
Very nice.
Thank you for honoring me in America.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Just wondering if Mike got rattled toward the end of the song when the crowd booed.
They didn't boo.
That wasn't booing.
No, if you mean when they went, oh, that is right.
That's an Orioles thing that they do here in the Washington area.
That's a ridiculous thing that fans still do here in D.C. We didn't have a baseball team for all those years, so when you would go, oh, it would be oh for the Baltimore Orioles.
Right. I was actually anticipating it, so I didn't get rattled because I was wondering whether they would do it at a Nats game. I've been to a Nats game, one where they did, one where they didn't do it too much.
As stupid as it is at a Redskins game, I still can't believe all the people do it at another baseball park. It's so stupid.
Yeah, but it really does show you the fan base of the Baltimore Orioles. They're still remembering that. They really are.
Everybody loves the Orioles.
They used to have a following.
They're super. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Bobbies.
I know I would stand being preempted for no other team as you would. They're simply the finest the American League has to offer.
But I like that National League,
and it
too.
Starts at the top with the Orioles. You know what I'm saying?
And it was a good game, too. Unfortunately, we didn't mention that. The Nationals weren't able to pull it out.
Oh, my God.
But they almost did.
Peter Angelos. My kind of guy.
He's a can-do guy, Don.
I'll leave it right there, Mike.
He hasn't screwed up that team in Baltimore.
My kind of guy.
Angelos.
You know who is my kind of guy, seriously? Mm. That CIA dude that was on 60 Minutes last night.
Isn't he great?
God, did he kick some ass.
He was fantastic. And you know what? He kicked so much ass,
singing it, you know,
people are forgetting exactly how much he screwed up.
Yeah, that's right.
However, yeah, he screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
But is that what this country has really come down to? One guy? You mean one guy?
No, he wasn't. No, I mean, of course not. He screwed up in as much as everybody screwed up. They didn't see it coming.
He's the poster boy for screwing up. Yeah.
But he also, I think, told a lot of his story, which I thought was riveting. That's probably one of the most riveting interviews I've ever seen on 60 Minutes.
Really great last night on 60 Minutes. Sure. He was saying, hey, okay, so we got it wrong, and I'm thrown underneath the bus. And
well, the main thing he said that got me is when, I guess, is it Richard Pearl?
Yes.
Is that the name of the presidential advisor?
Yeah, Dick Pearl.
Who after 9/11, he's walking the hallways of the White House, and the guy says, we're going to go in and get Iraq.
Yeah.
And he had no idea why the guy was saying that. And this is the director of the CIA.
Yeah.
Pretty telling, really.
It was good.
Yeah.
Man, it was good.
Very interesting.
Not as good as the Simpsons, of course.
No, never.
What is?
Really outstanding last night. It was a baseball episode last night.
Was it really?
Yep.
Should have watched it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Hi there.
You had a great weekend. Congratulations, and go Sox. They kicked butt over the Yankees this weekend.
A lot of baseball. Talking baseball.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Kathy, and I want to say hi to Don and Mike and congratulate Mike. Fantastic, bravo. You have a great set of vocals.
There you go.
I thought you were going to compliment my breasts there for a second.
He was a little pitchy, didn't you think? Just a little pitchy?
Was it just all right for you?
It was absolutely A-list.
Paula.
It was not your best performance.
Thank
but
you.
But you made it your own.
That would be a Randy comment. Then. That would be a Randy. Or, this would be Paula. Now we need a Simon.
Or it would be Mike. First, let me say this. You look great.
That's when you know you're screwed.
I found it a bit cabaret.
That's the line.
It's
right
what
there.
I would hear if someone was doing the national anthem on a cruise ship or in an amusement park.
I did forget to suck in my gut. That was the one problem. You know, the blue golf shirt was definitely hanging over the belt. But hey, that's me.
You can't sing with your gut sucked in.
You can't. You can't sing with your gut sucked in.
Well, I should say one can't. Not
Hello
just
there.
You.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mike, you did an awesome job this weekend. As soon as you finished, I passed out until like the sixth inning. It was great. I was so wasted.
Well, that's good. I'm glad I amused you when you were drunk.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Don and Mike.
Don't these people know you were honoring America?
I was. Come on. A little respect, please.
Hello.
Hey,
Hey, did Enrico Palazzo save the Queen?
I missed that. What was that, Rob?
What did he say, Robbie?
Did Enrico Palazzo save the Queen? That's a reference to the Naked Gun when Leslie Nielsen sings the national anthem. I'm sorry I laughed.
So am I.
I think we all are.
So is Buddy Holly.
More so is backup.
Right. Crickets. I did myself that.
That was a good Queen impersonator in those Naked Gun movies.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I want to congratulate you. That was a great anthem, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for honoring your country, sir.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the way I'm going to handle these from now.
You know. I got on you. Great job.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and I thank you, and so does your country.
Wild.
Well, I mean, how much of this J-O-ing do you want,
Mike? 4 hours if it's going to last for, for 4 hours.
Here you go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. Hey, I love you both, but Mike, that was absolutely fantastic. And I know
it was. Thank you.
Are you gonna
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get progressively more egotistical as these calls come in.
Well, are you going to sell Hank's Look Around Cafe now and go to Los Angeles and try to make it big? Or?
No, that's it. I've done it. That's it. I did it. It's a pro. It counts as a pro sporting event, like major league sporting event. So that's it. Don't need to do it again.
Made it to the show.
I made it to the show. And I did it. And I don't have to do it again because I frankly don't enjoy. I love it when it's done, and I like doing it. The actual process of doing it is not all that pleasant.
Here's a baseball thing for you, Mike. Was it like being called up for a cup of coffee in the majors?
I had a cup of coffee in the show, and then right back down, and you know, right, and now I'll go back to doing it in the shower.
Hey, Mike.
Yes,
I didn't say this to you on Saturday night. I almost said this to you right now. They can never take that away from
you. They can't. They can't. As long as I live, they can't take that away from me.
I love it when people say that. Who would try to take it away?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when a guy wins a Super Bowl and they say they can never take it away from me. Do you think, an angry mob's going to be following you down the street going, hey, you didn't win the Super Bowl?
Right.
Actually, the Bonneville legal team has called, and they want to take it away.
They would if they could, Rob. Would if they could.
Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Great job, Mike.
Thank you.
You made me moist.
Thank you.
You know, it doesn't count unless you do it twice. It's kind of like having sex with a girl. It doesn't count unless you've done it twice.
Okay, here's the deal. I will do it. I will do it at another. I will do it at another major league sporting event if it's the postseason.
Okay, fair enough.
No, I won't.
Turned an ugly corner.
I told you I was going to get progressively more egotistical.
30 minutes of
you know what I'm thinking next year?
Suck fest.
Let me think. Next
now
year,
you're putting your hands up in that way, in that Godfather
way. Yeah, I think that I'm perhaps, you know where I'd like to sing it? Where? At the Masters.
Oh, that'll be good. Everyone loves that.
Do they even sing the anthem at a golf tournament?
How about you sing it in my bunk?
Hey, did you happen to see beautiful girl?
You wouldn't get acoustics like that. I mean, put both hands over your mouth.
I like the old, you know what the scariest thing was? When I first started singing it, you always think the echo is going to screw you up.
Right.
What screws you up is you don't hear anything.
Right.
You're singing and you don't hear anything coming through the speakers.
It's a delay, right?
You just hear this. You're singing and you hear. But it was fun. It was fun.
You done good.
Very cool.
Yes, and I think I've had enough of this. This is self serving. Please. Oh, we're taking another one. What a shame.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, boys.
I know. You don't even need to say it.
Mike, I thought it was a lovely rendition, and you sang it with such enthusiasm.
That had just a tinge of sarcasm, didn't it?
Yeah. Think? Now that's starting to wear me out again, because you knew they were going to come. They'll be late to the party.
Always.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Simon Cowell here.
Jesus Christ, that's horrible.
God, you suck ass.
That is really horrible.
God, you're awful.
That was eerie.
God. That is the worst.
Up. Oh, my God.
That is really, really bad.
That was, I'm looking for all the Simon tapes, all of the Simon. Where's all the stuff, like, where he's in Africa saying it's bad?
Hold on.
Never mind. Forget it. Never mind. Oh, you got it? Okay.
Utterly horrendous.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, Simon, I want to clear something up. There seems to be a little confusion with a look.
that you gave last night. On-
there seems to be a little confusion with us finding the right tape here. So let's just break, shall we?
Yes.
What are you doing now? What is, what is this?
Do you think everything should be shown on TV?
Yeah.
Public execution, should they be on TV?
I think people should be given a choice to watch them, I guess. Yeah, why not?
We got a lot of
time. We go deep with that, Simon. Yeah. That's 60 minutes, Simon.
A lot of Simon.
This may not appear much, but this is actually one of the best places I've ever been to in America.
It was a massage parlor. He was talking about the Diamond Club.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's just let's break and sure. And thank the Washington Nationals for their
hospitality.
I want to
thank them, yeah, and Tom Davis in particular, who was
great people.
Really, really nice to me and my family. I appreciate that.
And good luck moving into the new stadium next year. And as I said to everyone as we left, remember, you can take the Nats out of RFK, but you can't take RFK out of the Nats.
Yeah.
Let me know as soon as the new stadium is ready. I'm one of those people that doesn't buy into that whole, gosh, this place has got a lot of heart. I've got a ticket from the last football game played there in 1990-something. Right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. The place to me smells exactly the same as it did that day.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
The field looks good.
It does. It does.
Yeah, the field looks good.
Okay, the word is paint. Paint on dirt.
When is the new stadium going to be finished?
Next year, I think.
Yeah.
Next year? Year.
Beautiful.
I think so. I think
good.
Next year, right?
Good.
2012.
That was an awkward moment as we were being ushered towards wherever you were, Mike. We were making our way into the stadium, and
they had the
big setup, the mock of the new stadium.
Right.
And as we walked by, I said, "Oh, there's the mock-up of the stadium, but here's a season ticket information." It was like five people almost laughed in their face. Like, please, you know why we're here tonight? Because it's free. Anything you can sell us season tickets.
But they're opening next year, right? The new place. Right.
They are, and it should be super. Mm-hmm. It.
I believe it will be.
I think it'll be fantastic.
Yeah. That was disingenuous, wasn't it?
I couldn't
tell. A bit.
I think it'll be very nice.
State of the art.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be on the river, isn't it?
SOTF.
Will they be able to hit home runs into the river?
You're my BFF.
Sploosh.
That'd be great. Very hard.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't like that one stadium? Where's the stadium where they hit it into the river?
LOL.
It's in Pittsburgh, isn't it?
I thought it was the San Francisco.
San Francisco and Pittsburgh.
SFW, baby.
Right. What's that?
Not safe for work. I also said, LOL, laughed out loud. You even missed. I said, you're my BFF.
What's that?
Best friend forever.
BFF. I've never heard of that one.
Come on. Don't be such an FI.
What's that?
Friggin' idiot. I just made that one up. Okay. Just made that one up.
All right, ML. My lady.
ML.
My lord.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.